USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Texas are searching for a suspect wanted in a Sunday shooting that left three people dead. Austin police say they're looking for 41-year-old Stephen Nicholas Broderick as the tentative suspect in the shooting at an Austin apartment complex. Two women and a man were pronounced dead at the scene. Broderick is a former Travis County Sheriff's Office detective who was charged last year with the sexual assault of a child. Police say he's to be considered armed and dangerous. And the CDC says half of all Americans 18 and older have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Sunday that about 130 million people 18 and over have received at least one shot. About 84 million people, a little more than a quarter of all Americans, have now been fully vaccinated. Both of those numbers are expected to increase quickly, as eligibility for vaccines will open up for all people 16 and older nationally on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Russian activists are calling for a day of protest later this week, as opposition leader Alexei Navalny is reportedly near death in a Russian prison. Navalny was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he sought treatment after being poisoned by a Soviet-era nerve agent. Authorities sentenced him to 2.5 years in prison for violating a suspended sentence in a fraud case, something Navalny says was politically motivated. He began a hunger strike in prison 3 weeks ago, after being refused to be allowed to be seen by a private doctor for severe back pain. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CNN that the U.S. has communicated to the Russian government that there will be consequences if Navalny dies in custody.
We have communicated to the Russian government that what happens to Mr. Navalny in their custody is their responsibility, and they will be held accountable by the international community. In terms of the specific measures that we would undertake, we are looking at a variety of different costs that we would impose, and I'm not going to telegraph that publicly at this point, but we have communicated that there will be consequences if Mr. Navalny dies.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida's governor is criticizing public health officials over recent statements on precautions that people who are fully vaccinated against COVID should still be taking. Brandon Gunzel has more.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis criticized public health officials' messaging over COVID-19 vaccination during a press conference on Friday morning.
So, you know, my view is you know, if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune. And so act immune. If you tell people the opposite, then, gee, you know, why, if it's not effective for them and it's not going to change anything, then what's the point of going through it?
He also criticized how public health officials have handled pausing the vaccine, as well as public health messaging surrounding safety protocols for fully vaccinated adults. White House senior medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci stated, "Vaccinated Americans should continue to avoid eating and drinking indoors." For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.
And when astronauts head back to the moon, it will be aboard a SpaceX lunar lander. The company was awarded a $2.9 billion contract by NASA to develop the landing system for the Artemis program, which is set to take Americans back to the moon by 2024. NASA announced on Friday that the SpaceX design for a lander had beat out two other entries. NASA and SpaceX have worked together on a number of projects already, with several astronauts catching a ride to the International Space Station on a Falcon 9 rocket later this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.